Church Drama Podcast, November 18th, 2007, episode 51, The Thanksgiving Show.
Is our show older than you yet? We're episode 51.
No, not quite. No, we got a ways to go yet.
I couldn't remember what we just
take
celebrated.
A few more months.
There's a 40-something early compound, though.
You didn't read the webpage, did you?
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, I did. Mine just passed.
This portion of the Church Drama Podcast is brought to you by...
The letter T. Without it, where would we be? Celebrating Thanksgiving, eating turkey, and watching football on television. So essential, it's the middle of central. It's the letter T.
It's okay if your family sees you watching us. It still won't be as embarrassing as that incident when you were 13. This is the Church Drama Podcast.
See, I didn't read any of those. This
is the Church Drama Podcast. Welcome, Tim, along with Trish and her Argyle sweater.
Duh. Yeah.
It's something.
Mentioning fashion.
Yes, it is.
Fashion.
Oh, that's right. We did colors last time.
No. Yes.
And gray pants.
And gray pants. Okay, great.
Yes. Well.
And Mary Jane. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
In plain Jane.
In plain Jane outfit. Not too far
but we match.
From. Yes.
Yeah.
So much alike.
Steve.
And
Steve.
Jeans.
Yes. Hi, Steve.
And jeans. Wearing underwear.
Hello.
Whatever.
And the lovely Trudy.
Thanks.
Please do not adjust your set.
Yes, do not adjust your set.
The pattern that you
fine.
See is.
Pretty.
And we're all here.
With gravy?
All five of us in the same room for the podcast. Hasn't happened in
zippity doo-dah.
A while. Because Trish was sick last time.
Yep.
Feeling better?
Yes, much better.
You had 2 weeks to get over it, so hopefully you're feeling better. It's Thanksgiving
week.
That's
what he tells me all the time. You got 2 weeks. Get over it.
Get over it.
Thanksgiving week.
And I'm so thankful.
Yes. It is Thanksgiving week.
What kind? Here was my thought for the week. What kind of turkey do you eat, or do you even eat turkey for Thanksgiving?
What
do you
kind
have
of
your
turkey?
Yeah. Do you have your turkey? Do you bake your turkey? Do you deep fry your turkey? Do you have a turducken?
A what?
Turducken.
Turducken. You dunk it.
You know what a turducken is, don't you?
That's a duck turkey.
No.
Is that the one with the ducky? The ducky. Turkey with a duck inside or a duck with a turkey inside?
It's
How would you get a turkey inside a duck?
Okay. It was a really baby turkey.
It's a turkey and it's a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken.
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh,
I've heard of that.
And people there's a restaurant in this area. They're like famous for their turduckens.
Wow.
And you obviously haven't lived here long. Okay, so.
Just thinking of the poor people in India.
Chicken inside a duck inside
a
turkey.
To work through on that one.
That sounds foul.
Never heard of such a thing.
And it's one of the favorite. One of the favorite things. It's supposed to be like out of this world. People order their turduckens from around the world.
Wow.
How do you
eat
a turducken?
So back
it walks funny.
Back to the question. So you just have a regular baked turkey? Do you all have turkey for your
roast turkey?
Do you brine it or do you not brine it?
Well,
do you deep
you.
Fry it? Do you
no
See,
deep frying? No deep.
No deep frying. Just
do you
regular
buy a kosher turkey.
Roast turkey.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah, no.
Which
we
is
have
even
noodles.
More important than turkey.
Do you have stuffing?
Oh yeah.
And do you stuff the turkey or do you just make the stovetop on the side?
No, we usually...
You can't get making it.
Turkey.
My parents,
Well, I have to make extra, but I have to put two kinds. At one end, there's this one.
Which
and
end?
The other end has... It depends on how much stuffing I have. But no, usually that end. Let's... Okay. Woo! Bring it back.
The duck end.
Yeah, the duck
Don't
end has
me.
More
it's
of a traditional...
Stuffing.
No, not corn. Oh, yeah, full of corn. No, I have a bread stuffing with apples and stuff, and then the smaller end gets a rice and sausage stuffing.
Oh, okay.
That's why I can't deep fry, because then
mushrooms?
You can't have the stuffing in there. No, because mushroom changes the whole flavor. I like mushrooms, too.
Regular turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes only turkey breast. You know, just
pieces.
We buy
not the real turkey, but the turkey
yeah,
breast.
Just it seems to go further.
Wow,
and you don't have to deal with the bones,
right?
And the carcass.
But that's the fun part because you get to Pick the carcasses.
Okay. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
But I do pick the carcass.
Who carves the turkey? Do you carve the turkey or does Larry?
I tell him to carve it.
And then you carve it.
And then I pick it apart after that.
Anybody make turkey soup afterwards?
Yeah, no, I make turkey.
What's really
everything.
Good with leftover turkey is
turkey.
Rutabaga.
Tortilla soup with turkey. That's good. Leftover turkey.
And the recipe will be on the website.
We're looking forward to
south of the border. Huh?
Yeah, you can make it with chicken, but you can also make it with turkey. It's good leftover soup. God.
Any drama things going on?
Oh, we're not talking about food. This isn't the Timothy Child cooking show.
Should have just called it the turkey show. Because we're here. Drama things? Any drama things? Any drama in your life? I was going to say...
Isn't life a drama?
Somebody had a birthday. It was on the website. I posted a little note on our church drama website about the birthday.
Those of us who can get on the web.
And that's a little drama
bitter,
in your life, isn't
bitter.
It?
Bitter. She's bitter. Sorry.
Having a little issue with Comcast.
And who is your provider?
She loves Comcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So somebody had, and I was going to sing in your honor. I thought about singing Black Horse in the Sporty Tree, but... Cherry tree, sporty tree. Anywho.
But he's not talking about ages.
No, wouldn't talk about ages.
No,
because you're all such young sprites. But I feel like a young sprite.
No, that's Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you're right.
Moving right along.
Like a clear.
It's the, we got something here somewhere.
We do.
Time for the news and the dish with Trish.
Aha. The Southwestern Assemblies of God University Drama Department recently introduced a new traveling ministry group. Dramatic Pause is one of three avenues at SAGU for students to develop the skill, tools, and craft of drama. The other drama outlets are Southwestern Live and Play Production. Students can receive academic credit as well as $1,000 scholarship per semester for participating in Dramatic Pause. For scheduling, contact Skip Red by email at sredd@sagu.edu. That's sredd@sagu.edu. In other news, a Manhattan restaurant that unveiled a record-breaking $25,000 dessert last week has been forced to shut its doors temporarily due to an infestation of mice and cockroaches. Thanks for the sound
really
effects.
Big mouse that just ran through the room.
Serendipity 3 on the Upper East Side failed its second consecutive health inspection in a month on Wednesday night after health officials found a live mouse droppings in multiple places, flies, and dozens of live cockroaches, the health department said. Now, back to more of the Church Drama Podcast.
And they all like dessert.
You know, I'm thinking ratatouille.
That's what I thought of.
The mouse was making the dessert.
Although, talking about the $25,000 dessert, did you see the $2.5 million sculpture that just got auctioned off? The big red heart, stainless steel red heart.
No.
Oh, $2.5 million for a big stainless steel red heart.
You have a $25,000 dessert.
It's a gold.
Must be really big. Can you live in it?
That's ridiculous.
Yes, waiter, I have the dessert and a can of Raid, please.
Ooh.
And a couple of traps on the side, please.
Yeah. What are those footprints?
So, thanks for the news,
Trish. Can you imagine the people that got the dessert the last week and they're like,
$25,000.
And speaking of not getting what you don't want, we have a sketch from Glenn Haskell and dramatics.org. Called Not Getting What You Don't Want. This is Steve and Trish are going to do this one. Take it away, guys.
I can't believe it. I put a bid on the Clayton house and didn't get it. Wendy really wanted it, too.
I didn't want a car to hit me on the way to work this morning, and I didn't get that either.
Isn't life just that way? Just last month, I wanted to take a week off and go fishing with some friends, and my boss said no.
I didn't want a broken arm yesterday, and I didn't get that either.
And Wendy, she really wanted a promotion, but she never got it.
I didn't want to get fired last month, and I still have my job.
Some days it just doesn't seem like nothing goes right. You want something and you don't get it.
I'm just grateful that I don't get the things that I don't want.
Life just doesn't seem fair.
God is very good.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, see you later.
What did she say?
There you go. Not getting what you don't want. You can complain about what you don't get, or you can be thankful for what you don't get.
Yeah. It's all in the perspective.
It's a week for being thankful. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Grateful heart.
And now, moving right along, it's time for a dramatic moment with Mary Jane.
In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice.
This has been another dramatic moment with Mary Jane.
So, that was done by a school's Thanksgiving production?
Not exactly. No, no, no. But it
could have been.
In one of the most famous Thanksgiving shows ever.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Must be Charlie Brown.
There you go.
Oh, so I should have done it like wah 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 wah.
That's when they answer him. And of course, the character saying that was
Linus.
Linus, yeah. Mm, yeah. Linus always said the big important things.
Yeah.
And we got right in the middle of that, and I realized I probably should have got a quote from the most famous. Or is it a Thanksgiving thing? Never mind. I'm having a moment. Not a dramatic moment either. Just a moment. I'll back off now. Thank you.
Senior moment.
We'll drop all that in post editing. It'll be great.
So you don't need to dye your hair this year, huh?
No. And we'll talk about that later too.
During the show.
Zipping right along. Zipping.
So we have hat on this week.
Yeah.
He's a master this week. And it's from the Masters. We have part 11. This is our third or fourth time doing a sketch from Mark and Jane Lewis, pottedjam.org. You can email them at sketches@pottedjam.org. This is part 11 of their series Capernaum Street, and we're going to go right after the music. Hiya, love.
Oh, hello. Oh, the shops were packed. Everyone's after loaves and fishes. It's the latest craze. Can't understand where these recipe ideas come from. One minute it's lamb hot pot, the next it's tuna baguette in a basket.
I think I might be able to help with that one.
So, how was your day?
All right. Jesus has been talking about rising from the dead again. Does my head in.
Why don't you ask him about it? You're part of the inner circle.
That's what I thought. He always takes us, me, James, and John, whenever he goes to do something special. We were just discussing it today with the other disciples. He wasn't supposed to overhear. How does he know what we're saying? We were 200 yards away and he can still hear us.
Well, what were you talking about?
Well, who was the greatest?
Oh, well, you, of course. He should make you managing director.
It's not as simple as it. He said, whoever wants to be the greatest should be the servant of all.
With your own donkey and fishing fleet. Servant? What did he mean, servant?
I don't know. He got this child and said that whoever welcomes one of these children welcomes me.
Oh, well, that's it. You're stuffed.
What do you mean? I love kids.
Oh, well, you're never here. How much time have you spent with your own children in the last 2 years? Oh, no, don't
answer. You know I had to.
I think this Jesus has got a good point there.
And another thing, we are Jesus' disciples. We're the ones he called. What was the point in spending 2 years day in and day out learning to cast out demons, heal the sick, and preach the good news? Then today we come across this Johnny-come-lately who's been casting out demons in his name.
Do I know him?
Who?
Johnny-come-lately. Oh, has he just moved into number 43? Martha met his wife. She's really quite nice.
Who do these people think they are? They haven't been with Jesus. They haven't had the training. They haven't been through thick and thin with Jesus, left the livelihoods and family to come follow him, trek halfway around the country.
So what did Jesus say about them casting out demons?
He said it was okay. I mean, he spent years building his reputation, training us so he's got a quality team. He's eroding the brand, Elizabeth, letting that old person do things in his name.
Oh, Peter, what's wrong with old people doing things for Jesus?
What? No, not old people. Any people. No, Liz. Look, Jesus has just been saying some strange things. How he's going to die and rise again. How we want to be the greatest. We have to be the servants and welcome children and let other people who aren't disciples do things in his name.
Oh, Peter. Oh, what if this has got something to do with that transmogrification thing that happened last week? What if he's going to let himself be killed, rise from the dead, ascend to heaven, and then leave you and anyone else who believes in him to carry on building God's kingdom?
Nah. That's just about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yes, I know. Sorry, I don't know what's come over me. Oh, I think I better stay off the herbal tea. Oh, talking of tea, do you want a brew?
Oh, yes, please. I think I'll go and find the kids and see if they want to come fishing with me tomorrow.
Not away. I love those sketches. I just watch the two of you and get engrossed.
I think other people are grossed, but glad you're grossed too.
Oh.
So yes, thank you, Jane and Mark Lewis. I think we'll probably do maybe one more of those. Don't want to. You know, I want people to go to their website, potofjam.org, and you can see the whole thing and write them a note, tell them how much you like it, and do it in your own church. That'd be great. What do we got? Theater Words. It's time for Theater Words with the lovely Trudy.
Upstage. Do I have to quiz them this week to see?
No, they've all got it.
Okay. Oh, huh. Upstage. At the back of the stage. Away from the audience. As a verb, when one actor deliberately draws the attention of the audience to himself for purely selfish purposes. Whatever could he mean?
I know. Upstage. It's one of those little things that people always get confused. You say downstage, upstage, and they have no...
Yeah,
and even sometimes, right, even left. Sometimes I go, there, just move over there. Okay.
Well, the way we use it in language would kind of add to that confusion, because if you're trying to steal the spotlight, you would go downstage, not upstage.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That's our second form of the word.
Or upstage. You might be going upstage.
If it's two floors.
Spotlight this one.
That is a good point. They have upstage, you know, stage right, stage left, downstage, upstage, center stage.
Mm. Front, back.
What do you use for the second floor?
Upstairs stage.
Upstairs stage?
High stage. I don't know.
High stage. Yeah.
There's a drama thing. I have no
stage. Second upstage.
Idea. No idea. We're going to, let's see, where did I put this? We're going to look at a book. Before we get to, we're going to do a sketch from One Time Blind, their One Time Blind script collection put out by Lilliness Drama. This is an older piece. They have a newer book that they've just come out with, but they didn't send us that one. They sent us this one from 2005.
Oh, it's and so old.
So old. So been done. And so we're going to do a sketch from that in a minute, but before we do... Let's look at the book as a whole. What did you, as a whole, what did you think of the book? Anybody just jump in. We're not going to.
I liked it, especially after reading and then reading all of the sketches and then going back and thinking about all of them. I liked them because they just were like everyday people involved with everyday thoughts, everyday things that you do. And also because they make a point of saying that, you know, this isn't a rigid sketch. Go anywhere you want with it. Take it, use just the idea of it if you want, or, you know, and I like the whole concept.
Lots of props.
Yeah.
Seemed to involve props.
Too fun.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which I think props are always great, especially if you have actors that aren't really experienced, then props are really a big help.
But I didn't think there was any, as
no
I remember.
No weird props. No. Yeah. Oh dear, how are we going
to
make that?
Yeah, it wasn't like you had to find a, you know, live whale or something.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that talks.
Well, I agree with Mary Jane. I think the biggest pro about the book is that it takes everyday common struggles that we have in our walk with Christ or in just living on this earth and this planet and putting them in an easy to understand application, sometimes taking something non-tangible and making it tangible, like the dirty shirt sketch where they're dirtying things up, representing sin, and making it real applicable.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Trish?
I liked it. I really liked that they got their points across without preaching the points or trying to overdo it a little too much. And so a few of them, they kind of left it hanging, which was nice. The dirty shirt one was my favorite. I really liked that one. That's the one with the devil character.
And I thought they tended to be pretty straight ahead. Mm. You know, they were, usually they were after a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while they didn't preach in the sense of doing a lot of chit chat about the, you know,
right.
And this is what I mean about that.
Yeah.
Explaining.
I hate
it.
That.
It was. I thought kind of preachy in the sense that they were after a point and they went out and they got it. Mm. Made the point in every sketch.
Yeah.
And you could use one of those to augment or take the sketch and go, I could build a sermon around that. Mm. Or a service or whatever.
Now, in several of the sketches, like Dirty Shirt, Dirty Shirt is one, the theme struggling with keeping a clean heart based on James 4, 7, and 8. And this one, like a couple of them, uses a devil character. Mm. They use the devil in a couple of sketches. They use Jesus. Mm. The one we're going to do uses a Jesus character. So, you know, it's just a device they use. Yours was, your favorite was Dirty Shirt?
Oh, I didn't have a favorite. Yeah. But
I don't know. I didn't have, but I like Red Balloon, too. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, okay. That was neat.
Red Balloon.
There were a few that were a little too, and I say too youthy, but that's partly probably what they designed the book for. Toward a younger audience. So when you say to use it as like a sermon intro, it would have to be tweaked quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only thing I didn't like on some of them.
Well, and that was my next question. Where do you think this would be most useful?
Wow. I have other things to say, but you haven't asked the right question.
Okay.
Go ahead. Continue with.
Well, I'm not getting an answer on that question, so go ahead.
Where would it be the most useful?
Useful, yeah.
I think in any type of.
Yeah, I agree.
Either one.
Well,
I think in a jump off for a sermon or a jump off for a youth group to get them a thought provoker. That's really what they are. They're thought provokers.
Yeah, I thought it tended to be more youth group ish. Than adult service-ish. In some cases, because they deal with, not that